Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Welcome to the Big Interview Bite Size, brought to you by Bet365. I'm Graham Hunter, and in each episode, you'll hear an elite footballer tell a story that's guaranteed to brighten your day. All of them come from my podcast, The Big Interview with Graham Hunter, which you can find by searching on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. Today, it's Gary Neville from our very first episode. This is Gary breaking down exactly where his groundbreaking analysis comes from and what he hopes to achieve every time he steps into the studio.
I think punditry in my childhood and my probably early playing careers was incident-led. It was a moment in a game, a sending off, an offside decision, a goal, a bad mistake. So it was incident-led. Goals don't interest me, and that sounds really daft, that thing to say. Last week with the Charles Edham goal that scored from 56 yards, fantastic, but it doesn't interest me. I've got no interest in it. I get bored of it very quickly. Someone said to me, break that goal down for me, Gary. I couldn't do it. I'd just run it in. I'd run it in full speed and say, great goal, well done. Because everybody at home can see how he's done it, what the goal is, and I'm not telling them anything they don't know. So I don't treat the fan as an idiot. I was more interested in how and why rather than the incident. So rather than what happened being the incident, is how was a game won, why was a game won. And sometimes that's the thing that interests me. And I think that when I went into punditry, I always thought of the game quite analytically. I was lucky enough to play under great managers. I was lucky enough to play under even the likes of Terry Venables, who's somebody who broke the game down into its individual parts. When I look at a game on a Monday night or over a weekend, I'm thinking which manager is outwitting the other manager, which player is doing something that's making the other player uncomfortable, and what impact is that having upon the game, and how could it have been stopped? So it's not just a case of what happened, how did it happen, how could they have stopped it, and closing the loop. So you're actually informing people at home about the whole process rather than just saying he got on top of him in the game and he was better than him in the game and what a fantastic performance. Yeah, but how did he go about it and how could it have been stopped? So you're actually, and that's the way I always find that, they're the bits I find interesting, because they're the problems I always felt that on the pitch I was asked to solve. How do you stop Robert Pires coming into a little pocket of space, Thierry Henry flying around one side of your shoulder and Ashley Cole overlapping? How do you stop that?
At what point in your life did you realise that you had this analytical ability? You probably didn't think about it as analytical then. You built your career, you were very determined, you had a certain skill set, but your brain evidently throughout your career came into it long before broadcasting. When did realisation of what you had and could see and do come to you?
I think that Eric Harrison, my youth team coach, he insisted that we watched every first team game at Old Trafford, and he insisted we watch the game through the eyes of our position. So if you're a fullback, watch Paul Parker and Dennis Irwin. Even the ball's on the left wing, I want you to look at what they're doing and where they are. So I always looked at it from a point of view that it wasn't the ball that I was following. I don't think it was the quickest fullback. I just still don't think I was the best on the ball, but I think I read the game reasonably well. I very rarely got caught out of position. I did do, obviously, but the worst thing I could ever think of would be that I would be in a bad position, that I wasn't in the right position to cover my centre-back, or I wasn't in the right position to support my right winger. Or so how you watch a game is the bigger picture, what's happening, rather than following the ball. And I think a lot of people watch games, but they don't see the game. Mm. A lot of people watch the game, but don't see the game. On Monday nights, when we do the Monday night football, I watch the big, we call it the boot room camera. It's the big bird's eye view of the whole pitch. And for the first 20 minutes, 15 minutes, I'll stand there and I'll watch the big camera and get a picture of the game. And then you might come sit back down when you've got a picture of the game and the patterns. And then if something changes that you see it on the screen that people are seeing at home, you might go back to the big screen and think, well, what's happened? And so you're looking at the game differently. You're looking at it as a coach. That's how a coach would look at the game. I have no problem. I think once half time, I think we spent 4 minutes on one corner, on one goal. I've got no problem with that. Because if you want to go and watch goals, go and watch the top 100 goals or Netbusters, whatever it is. These are the programmes that we have plenty of them at Sky, don't we? Where we show goals left, right and centre. Match of the Day, I think, is a fantastic highlight show that captures every single game, gets all the goals in. Monday Night Football is completely different. It's completely different. It's about detail. It's about analysis. And I think when I started, I took the view that I wasn't going to dumb down that analysis. Mm. I think people at home watching are intelligent. They do want to be informed. They're not just there to sort of see things that they've already seen at the weekend on another programme. They want something different. They want a more analytical view. And if they don't, then go and watch a different programme. Mm. I don't apologise for the fact that we might spend 5 minutes on a corner or a series of set pieces or just one pattern of play or one individual. I don't apologise for it. We're going to spend tonight, I'm talking to you now as we're going to do the Manchester Derby, the 4-2 Manchester United versus City. And we're going to spend 20 minutes talking about that game. Just that game. Not showing highlights, just showing three aspects of that game. And I will not apologise for it. And I think people will find it either interesting or they'll think it's too much. And it's too much for some people.
Hmm. Reaching for words under pressure, reaching for different grades of words, it's extraordinarily tough.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It is. It's where you're pitching it. And you know, the amount of players I get heard called geniuses. He's magic, he's a genius.
Yeah.
He's a magician. No, he's not. There's nowhere to go from there. There's nowhere to go from genius. There's nowhere to go from magician. There's nowhere to go from... you know, these words leave you no room for... So I watch Messi play against Manchester City in the New Camp, and I was genuinely, for the first time, I think, in my football career, I can think of maybe Ronaldo a couple of times at United where I was watching injured in 2007-08 where I was probably similarly mesmerised. But I was genuinely, as a broadcaster, the only time I've ever watched a performance where I've been genuinely mesmerised by a player was Messi for the 20 minutes before half-time in the Nou Camp against Manchester City. I was like, and I've seen him before, and I've seen him on the television, and you know, I've seen him live many times as you have, but I was genuinely thinking, this is as good as it's ever going to be. Yeah. This, I'm happy to use, I call it a scandalous, it's scandalous talent. That's the point where I just thought, I have to go for it. It's the only time. But once you've used that for him, everything else is below that. Everything else, every word, you know, you can't again go and call, you know, with respect, watching a player at Burnley Tottenham last week, you can't go and call him scandalous talent or a genius, because you've called Messi that.
Thank you for listening to The Big Interview Bite Size, brought to you by Bet365. All of these stories come from my podcast series, The Big Interview with Graham Hunter. There are interviews with over 100 elite footballers on our archive. Search for the show on Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.